Now, it was the custom at Nalanda that every week the king would arrive. He'd give a great food offering to the monks, because, of course, he wanted to buy his way into a Buddhist heaven. He'd give a great food offering to the monks. And then one of the monks would give a discourse on the Dharma, on the Buddha's teaching. Usually this would be a commentary, a sort of standard commentary on a traditional Buddhist text. But sometimes, if the monk was particularly gifted, particularly brilliant, he'd give something fresh, something new, his own recension of the Dharma, of the Buddha's teaching. Anyway, the monks had had enough of Shantideva. They were tired of this lazy, greedy, sleeping, shitting monk, and they wanted to humiliate him and have him thrown out. So they decided that to have a good laugh and to have the king get angry and have Shantideva removed from Nalanda, they'd vote for Shantideva to give the lecture, to give the discourse. This would be good fun. They'd get rid of this, you know, lazy person in the community, because, of course, they were worried about the reputation of this wonderful monastery. So Shantideva was made to sit on the great teaching throne, something very, very grand, you know, raised up, you know, a great throne, and all the monks, hundreds of them, thousands of them, gathered. The king and his attendants gathered. They'd all had the midday meal. Now it was the time for the discourse from Shantideva, and this was going to be a good laugh. So Shantideva ascended the throne, and something strange happened. He announced that he would present the Dharma in his own way. He would present something new. And so the monks thought, well, this really is going to be a laugh. You know, he's going to talk about the teaching of how, you know, the Dharma is eating, sleeping and going to the toilet. And then he started, and we heard his opening stanzas last night. So I'll just read them again. So you have to imagine the scene. This monk who's about to be humiliated by everybody says, now I will give the Dharma discourse. And he says, Om, salutation to the Buddha. Bowing respectfully to the Buddhas, their sons, to the body of the truth, and to all who are praiseworthy, I will relate briefly, according to the scriptures, how the sons of the Buddhas enter the spiritual life. There is nothing really original here, and I have no skill in literary composition. I have composed this with no other purpose than to perfume my own mind. While doing this, the surge of my inspiration to cultivate what is good increases. However, if another person like myself should see this, may he benefit from it. This favourable moment, so hard to obtain, has arrived, leading to the welfare of mankind. If this moment is not utilised advantageously now, when will the opportunity come again? As lightning is seen brightly for an instant in the darkness of a clouded night, so sometime, by the power of the Buddha, the mind of the world might for a moment turn to the good. Well, you can imagine the response. They were completely speechless as Shantideva just started to give this teaching, speaking in beautiful Sanskrit verses. It would have a lovely kind of rhythm and meter to it, Sanskrit poetry. He went on in the text to then praise the bodhicitta, praise the mind of awakening, the heart, the mind of wisdom and compassion, and praising the one who possesses that mind, the bodhisattva, the being dedicated to gaining enlightenment for the benefit of all. He even had a word, it seems, an ironic word perhaps, for the king himself, because in verse 32 of the opening section he says, people honour someone who gives alms to a few people, saying he does good, because he contemptuously supports their life for half a day with a moment's gift of mere food. What then of the one who offers to a limitless number of beings throughout limitless time the fulfilment of all desires, unending until the end of the sky and those beings.